Hello and what's up everybody, my name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, welcome to Grace in Space, and this is the 14th episode, yes! If we were doing the way we count days, this would be the end of the second week if we were counting days, but since we do six days a week, so this is our third week, and our third week has begun so well. I'm so grateful for the love and the support that you've shown. Thank you so very much for the consistency as well, the number of people that come here daily for a dose of grace and space. I'm so grateful, I can't thank you enough. You are really amazing. And to everyone who shares this content, to everyone who likes, to everyone who comments, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot express my gratitude enough. Today I'm recording at a beautiful place. Today I'm recording at home. It's night. It's actually, what time is it? It's 9:30 at night. It's amazing. Okay, the day has been good, and I'm loving being here. Yeah, it's so good. Nothing beats being over here, being home, and also being able to record while I'm home. This is such amazing. This is so amazing. Yeah, my day has been wonderful. I woke up. Let me tell you how wonderful this place is. I woke up to the sunshine kissing my dark skin. That's a warm morning sun. So rich. Yeah. I love it in the evening it was as well. I'm sure you saw my... If you don't watch my Instagram stories, probably you missed this one. But if you're someone who watches my Instagram stories, you probably saw this one where the sun was kissing my dark skin. Just so good, and I had to take a snap and just tell you guys thank you so very much for the support and the love that you have shown. Yes. Welcome to episode number 14. And today, what are we talking about? We are talking about telling stories from where we are from. Yeah. I know everyone has a place where they come from. If you are born in the city, well, that's where you come from. Or if you're born in the village, then you go to the city. You have the village, that's where you come from. And every time we're leaving home, every time we're leaving home for the big city, I normally look behind and ask myself, what story will I tell about this place that I'm leaving? It's normally like an emotional journey because I'm leaving home, the comfort of home, and going to a place where it's a city buzzing with activity. There's a comfort when you know you're home. There's an assurance. And I love being here. I love so much. And this episode has so much significance because I'm recording it as well. Sorry. At home. And last episodes, I had a cold or my nose was blocked. But this one, as well, my noses are open. So you can... Okay, I'm not feeling no cold. I'm healed. Yeah, this has so much significance because I'm recording it as well at home from where I am from. My hometown is Kericho, and this is where I come from. It's a lovely place. It's a place you should come visit. Yeah, so every time when I'm leaving this place, I normally ask myself, what story will I tell about this place? What story will I tell about these people? Because where I'm going, everybody else is telling their story. But what story am I telling about my people? What story am I telling about my home? Yeah. The richness from where I come from. Everything. The culture, the people, the food. I know where you come from as well. These things are available. Where you come from as well is rich. Where you come from as well has its own history. Where you come from as well has its own stories. Where you come from as well has so much. I recently visited Kisumu in the evening when we got here. That was on Sunday evening. And I haven't been to Kisumu for a long time now. Actually, this is my second time visiting Kisumu. The first time I was there on a tour, but I was so young, so I don't remember a lot of things. I was looking forward to seeing the lake yesterday, but not yesterday, the other day, on Sunday. But I didn't get to, so I felt kind of sad. I know this episode is airing on Wednesday. I'm recording on Tuesday. So on Sunday this week, That was when I was there. And I looked at the people. I looked at them trying to get you to their homes. It was beautifully in a cute way because I'm used to this happening in the big city. And now when Kisumu isn't small, it's a city as well. But now happening in a different place, it felt kind of cute. I don't know. Yeah, and I saw people going home, riding bikes, traffic is there, life is buzzing, and I took some evening shots. I think what made it even more beautiful is the fact that the sun was setting while we were there. It was just a good time. And I stood there for like an hour or half an hour, close there. And all I did was just looked at the people. I didn't look at the sights, I didn't look at the hills, I didn't look at the lake, but just the people who were there. There was something about the people. There was something about the people. Every time I would look at someone, I wouldn't care about the problems or the troubles they're facing, but that just their presence being there meant something. Them doing what they were doing meant something. Them driving on the highway meant something. Someone crossing the road meant something. That's the position they hold in the society. Like, at that time, I just took in everything. Not the sights, not the roads, not the buildings, but just the people. And one amazing thing about Kisumu, okay, I haven't been to the big, I don't know all around Kisumu. I was just at one spot, and maybe I missed the richness of the entire city, but that one spot felt really special. That's why I reflected, and that's what led to this episode, because the richness of the people. I wondered, do my people know this? And then the other thing, while I was sitting there, I was like, these people have so much rich about them, but who's telling their stories? I asked myself, is there a radio station or a TV station that's just exclusively for the people in that city? I know there are, because I saw one being advertised, I think 90.7. Am I wrong? I don't know. If you're listening to this and you're from Kisumu, please confirm all these details. I'm not saying my town is bad, no, but it's because I went to a new town and it created a spark in me. Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Now back to our show. I was like, who is telling their stories? Who airs their shows? Who writes them? I've come to learn that art has a very important place in the society. Art has a very important place, even in a country. Like when anything is going on in the country, the only way you can know it is through the art that is being produced in the country. Art is very important. And like how our system of education has taught us the sciences are more important than art. Art has so much value. Art is not almost close. Art has just its own place. Because art tells a lot about a people, a tribe, a nation. Art gives you that heavenly perspective of where you are. It opens doors. And art is beautiful. Okay, I'm looking at my window and I'm seeing some movements. I'm wondering who's there. This is what happens when you're in the village. And it's so quiet, so I'm loving this environment where I'm recording at. I had a talk with someone today, and in the middle of talking, I was like, I have this vision for the podcast, and etc., etc., etc. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want this podcast as well to be available on YouTube so that you can see me as I'm recording. But one thing that he made mention of is that you really need a room where it's soundproofed, you know, somewhere where there's not so much noise that goes out or comes in, you know, somewhere really, really. Do you get the picture? It's okay, of course, the lighting and everything works, but you need somewhere like this. I hope this is a great show today. Yeah. Yeah, that was just on a side note when I saw movements outside, so I was like, what's going on? But all is alright. Yeah, everyone is alright. Yeah. I think it's just mom trying to close down stuff. Yeah, so let's get back. I was asking, who tells their stories? What do their TV stations say? And we're talking about art being such an important part of the country. When something is going down in the country, when a country is on a downhill, what they normally go after, or the people they normally attack, are the artists. I think in Ethiopia, there was an artist who was attacked. I don't have my facts right. Not that I don't have my facts right, but I can't. Okay, I think I remember. But if I'm to be called to... Okay, what am I even saying? I think I heard of a story of an artist killed. Please confirm this. And that created so much violence in the country, and people are rioting about this. Like, when something is going down or going wrong in the country, they normally attack the artist, the press. Who else do they attack? The activists, of course. Yes, these are the people who give our society a value, who give our society a voice. And every other career is important as well. I'm so glad that this is just joining in perfectly with our conversation that we had about career change and having a new beginning to the thing that you want to do. Yeah. And I hope right now that you are planning to really jump on something and be able to do it. And no matter how it is, please do this. DM me or email me of something that you've thought of and something that you've thought and you're starting. I am excited for you already, because I know you got something going. In a few years time, in a few days time, that thing will be solid rock. I cannot wait to see that. So I'm really glad that these things are joining in together. And even the fact that art is such an important piece of our education system, which we for a long time have put aside. I would love to see a generation where the young kids value film school just as much as they value engineering, just as much as they value being a pilot, just as much as they value being a lawyer, and etc. Those people have a place, the lawyers, the doctors, the engineers, they have a place in the society, and we cannot live without them. But just as much as we cannot live with all the scientists, we need someone who will not just do the explaining of why this goes this. We need someone to give us a new perspective, and that is in the artist, the painter, the musician, the podcaster, the radio show host. Yeah, all those people. I put my name in there as a podcaster. You need the KIPNG. You know, did I even mention my name when I started this show? So every place has a beautiful story. I wonder, how about your home? I just saw Kisu. That's why I made mention of it. And I'll continue making a mention of my place as well. I'm from Kericho. It's a beautiful county. It's a beautiful place. You need to come visit over here. The people are amazing. Well, guys, that's our episode. Episode number 1 and 4. That's episode number 14. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Remember, sharing this podcast helps us to grow. And as well, comment down below about your cities, the places that you represent. I love to know, very, 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 very much love to know, where are you listening to us from? Yeah. Represent your town over here. If nobody ain't mentioned your town, mention your hometown over here. Yup. And that's our episode for today. Please go represent your hometowns. And I want to be, when I'm on Insta and I look at your profile, I know, I want to be there where they come from. Yeah. Be proud of you people. Yeah. And call us so that we can come and enjoy the presence of you people. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. My name is KIPNGE. And I have been your wonderful host. Yeah. I love y'all, and bye for now.